This is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
There's going to be a test at Judgment Day with fire of what you did, and was it worth it, and were you goal-oriented? What was the prize? Yeah, but I'm just a mama who does this. But you, there was a calling on you, mama. And there's a Holy Spirit to help you, mama. And you will pass that test, mama. Amen. And there's going to be a test. And I don't want to be able to, Paul says, not stand that test. I don't want to be unapproved and rejected as a counterfeit. Oh, God, help us, the church, not to be a counterfeit. Counterfeit authority. Counterfeit love. Counterfeit. There was no drive, no passion, no desire. Just drop quitting. God help us. Amen. Paul continues. He's the same one who wrote 1 Corinthians 15:57 and 58. Let's read this. But, oh, I love this. Son, I love this. But thanks be unto God. Oh, come on. Why was he thankful? He gave us the victory. We got the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I think I wanted this one in. What did I say? No, I wanted amplified. Okay, good. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, click. Therefore, because of this victory, what victory is it? It's the victory over death. If you read before that. He has given me the victory over death, and therefore, somebody say therefore, my beloved brethren, we can be steadfast, say steadfast, immovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. What is the work of the Lord? What is it we're here to do? But we're supposed to be abounding in it. Is it to get rich? That might be. Is it to get out of debt? Is it to get healed? No, that's part of it. What is the work? What is the prize? You don't know yet. Act like you didn't hear that. That's from our church. Doing more than enough in the service of the Lord, knowing and being continually aware, hey, don't forget this, that your labor in the Lord is not futile. It will never be wasted or never not have a purpose. You're not doing this for nothing. Amen? Then we go to Jesus. Was he prize-minded? Hebrews 12:2. Amplify. Looking away from all that will distract to Jesus. Looking away from all. Somebody say all. That will distract. All means all. This is good, but don't let it distract you from what the purpose is. Faith is good. Authority is good. Stay with me. But don't let it distract you. The name is good. All these things are good. All these teachings are good. But don't let it distract you. And I'm not just talking about teachings here. Anything that'll distract you. Sin, anything. To Jesus, who's the leader and the source of our faith, giving the first incentive. Oh, he's starting to go priority here. And is also the finisher, bringing its maturity to perfection. Here's why. He, for the joy of obtaining the prize. In other words, joy came on him because he was prize-minded. And because he was prize-minded, that was set before him, he endured the cross. You want to know why he endured the cross? Because he had a prize on his mind. I wonder what the prize is on your mind. Because he's the head and we're the body, and here we are. The plan is to continue on. God has this overall plan to continue on. What is the prize? A new home? To get healed? To get this? To get that? All are good. But what should be the prize in our mind? The same that was on Jesus' mind. Come on! Is anybody getting this? Look at the order of it. Covenant. I'm going to reward you, Abram. Jesus at the cross, prize minded. That's why he endured the cross. And then at the end, Revelation 22:12. Put that one up there. Praise God. Click. And behold, Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. That's him speaking right here. I come quickly. Anybody excited? Yeah. Well, you'll be more excited because he's got other news. And my reward is with me. I didn't go through this cross and endure that and go to hell for nothing. I did it for a purpose. And it wasn't just to raise you up far above. That authority is important. But you want to know what it's for? Souls. Is it for to take our government back? Yes. Is it for to take our schools back? Yes. But what should be the very top priority in your mind? Coming out of your mouth on everything you think of. What was on Jesus's? Souls. It was souls. We're going to become soul-minded here. I'm here to tell you, I'm a soul man. When you come in here, we are the soul train. Now, so I preached this Easter. Samuel, where you at? Ray, stand up if he's here. Did he leave? Samuel Greer, everybody look at him back there. Long-haired country boy. No, he's great young man from Houston, Greer's church mom, and he has just graduated ORU. With honors. And I'm preaching this. He's sitting back there like he is. He's probably got something for me after this one as well. He runs up and says, Chip, I just handed in my senior paper, and man, you got to read this. You're preaching the same thing that they're finding out in medical science and different things like that. So he shares it with me, and it was a study that he did, and I'm just taking part of it. And it was about why 40 adult Christians are dropping. They're dropping. It's declining. We went from I don't know exactly the years, but it was from 41 million to 36 million Christian adults are dropping. And so they begin to wonder, to find out, and there was one particular lady who was a psychologist, doctor, and she did, why is this happening? Why would this be happening at this rate? So she did her own test and got medical science involved in it and everything else. And so she went to West Point. How many are familiar with West Point? West Point is the, our young men and women who are the most talented, or the most gifted, the most intellectual. Barb has a grandson, is that right? That went to West Point. We know some people who went to West Point. They don't take anybody. It's the tops of the top. Now, West Point has this rigorous training, and here comes the most talented, here comes the most gifted, here comes the most intellectual, and after their two-month rigorous training, 20% of them drop. So that's what got her attention and said, if I can find out why the 20% of the tops, the most intelligent, the gifted, the talented drop, then maybe I can find out what's going on in the brain and different things like that. Are y'all seeing where she's going with this? And so she does this, and they found out that the key component to those who didn't drop, the key component, this is medical science, here it comes out of the study, to those who didn't drop was not talent. And it wasn't intelligence. Had nothing to do with it. Aren't you glad? Froggy, aren't you glad?
Yes.
It wasn't looks. It was... Come on now. It wasn't ability. Are you trying to get... Listen to me. Aren't you... God's not looking for somebody who's got talent. Well, I better find a talented speaker to be a minister. They better pronounce their words right and have all their grammar correct. They better be able to be understood and not rub anybody the wrong way, Joyce Meyer. Now, I'm not getting on Joyce Meyer. She affected my life. As a matter of fact, she talks about it openly. She said, God, How can I be a preacher? I talk like a linebacker. That's what she said. Well, God didn't say I can't use her. He's not looking for talent. Aren't you glad? The Holy Ghost is your talent. Amen. He provides that. Or your ability or your intelligence. Aren't you glad for that? But they said the key component to those who don't quit. This is not just West Point. This is why some Christians are not getting over the hump. Drop the water bottle. Nope. Yeah. Good. Because it'll drop again probably. They said, and they named the term grit. Everybody say grit. Grit. True grit. That's right. Remember that movie? That little girl wanted to avenge her daddy's death. She went in there and this Texas Marshal with the shiny star said, I'm very qualified. I kind of call him the church member. She didn't want him. She wanted somebody with grit. Come on. She picks out Rooster Cogburn. A one-eyed. Drunk. But knew that when the battle got tough. Come on. Hollywood even knows this. And adversity came. He ain't backing down. He ain't running. He ain't quitting. He ain't dropping. He's going to have grit. I believe it's why our country voted on a non-politician. A one-eyed. No. Come on. Now, I know there's a lot of things wrong with him. So there was with Rooster Cogburn. But it's about time we got some grit. Now, our nation knows it. Hollywood knows it. How about the church? Amen. This is what I preached last week. I'm going to get somewhere else if you're a church member. Amen. They define grit as passion and perseverance for long-term goals.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's Church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.